Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 119, 33 through 40 says this: Teach me, Lord, the ways of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in your path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from the worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servants so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. Psalm 119 has the distinction of being an acrostic poem. It has 22 sections, one for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each verse in the section begins with the same letter. In today's section, it begins with the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and there's a bonus feature as well. All the initial words in these verses are commands in Hebrew. So the psalmist is boldly making demands of God, or at least that's how it reads. The psalmist has a heart to desire to be more like God and serve him faithfully. In short bursts, the psalmist demands that God teach him, give him understanding, direct his path in life, turn his heart to him, toward God's commands, and so on. Though direct and strong, the psalmist makes these demands not in arrogance, but out of a desire to honor and please God, trusting in God's promises. Isn't that where we want to live? Isn't that what most of us as his children want? To trust God with all of our hearts and live accordingly. Do what's honoring and pleasing of him. Here's the key to this passage. The psalmist demands God's help because he knows his own weakness and tendency to turn away from God. Okay, here we go, Lord. Orient me toward your statutes, he pleads, and not toward my own gain, whatever I want. Turn my eyes away from my worthless things. Preserve my life. This prayer reflects the writer's desire to live God's way and to follow God faithfully. We would do well to imitate the psalmist's prayer. May we, too, long for God and seek for his help in turning from the things that can distract us from him in this world, and there are so many things, so that we can glorify and serve him in the world right now. So right now I have stated many things. We see all kinds of activities taking place, and we're distracted from everything around us, and God's speaking to us, and we're probably going to need to make some similar requests of God as the psalmist does. Is the Lord leading in the many things we see taking place in the world around us, or are we simply wanting his approval upon whatever we decide we want to do? I think that's where the psalmist was at. The psalmist truly desired to honor the Lord. So as we live each day, I pray this is our desire as well. And if it is our desire, we should examine what we're doing and why we're doing it to see if our lives line up with his promises and word. It is my desire, and I pray yours, to bring honor unto the Lord, which means we hear him and follow him to the best of our ability, no matter what the rest of the world is doing around us. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonder. I mean, isn't that really what we need to do? Prayer thoughts for today. Linda Dobbins, continue to lift her up. Grace, her surgery will be coming soon. Scott Rooney had surgery on his shoulder and is recovering. Let's pray it takes well and he heals completely. Brian, Charlie's stepdad, needs our prayers. Missionaries and families, those in Pakistan, we heard about the church there, the Hawaii, Florida, and other states, our nation, our church, the church at large, and our families. Take some time and lift your voice, whatever concerns you may have, to God. He hears us, and he desires for us to share with him as he leads us through his word and his promises every day. God bless you and have a great day.